Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has released iOS 17 Beta 5, and while it doesn't include many big changes at all, there is one change to live voicemail. Essentially, how live voicemail works is that when someone calls you, but you send the call to voicemail, iOS 17 steps in to prompt users to leave a message. You can then view that transcript right on your iPhone's lock screen and choose to pick up the call as the person is recording the message. So the call isn't sent to your carrier's traditional voicemail system. Instead, iOS 17 integrates directly with the phone call, and the entire process is handled on the iPhone itself. In the first four betas of iOS 17, the prompt that the users would hear when they are sent to voicemail was, quote, "After the tone, please say why you're calling. The person you are trying to reach might pick up." But quite a few iOS 17 beta testers have said that this prompt was confusing to people who called them, who were unaware of live voicemail being a feature. So in iOS 17 Beta 5, the prompt has been adjusted, likely in response to that feedback. The new prompt is essentially the same as the traditional voicemail prompt, but it still preempts your carrier's platform in favor of live voicemail. Quote, "Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message." End quote. But one thing to keep in mind is that if you have a custom voicemail message set up, then live voicemail still defaults to using that. So what's changed in iOS 17 Beta 5 is that if you don't have a custom greeting set up, live voicemail now plays the default greeting for all voicemail messages instead of the live voicemail specific greeting used in prior betas. Next up today, a new report from Bloomberg has new details on the M3 chip coming to the Mac, this time the M3 Max variant. In a new report, the company says that Apple is experimenting with a version of the M3 Max processor with up to 40 GPU cores destined for a future high-end MacBook Pro. Bloomberg says that Apple has started testing a new laptop that features an Apple Silicon chip with the M3 architecture and a 16-core CPU paired with a 40-core GPU. So that's 12 high-performance cores and 4 efficiency cores, compared to the M2 Max, that's 4 more CPU cores and 2 more GPU cores. The report also says that the MacBook Pro in testing has 48 gigabytes of RAM, which is an interesting difference because current versions of the MacBook Pro can only be configured with 32, 64, and 96 gigabytes of RAM. So this would seem to mean that Apple is preparing another option for people who need more than 32 gigabytes of RAM, but don't want to spend all of the money on 64 gigabytes. So far, we've heard details about the base M3 chip, the M3 Pro, and the M3 Max, but we haven't yet heard any details about the M3 Ultra. The M3 transition is expected to begin in October, starting with the 24-inch iMac, the 13-inch MacBook Pro, and the 13-inch MacBook Air. New versions of the 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pro with M3 Pro or M3 Max processors won't arrive until 2024. Rounding out today, Apple is continuing to explore the possibility of expanding Apple TV Plus with sports content. It currently offers MLS Season Pass as well as Friday Night Baseball, but now a new story from Bloomberg indicates that Apple is interested in obtaining some sort of rights to NBA games. Warner Brothers Discovery and Disney-owned ESPN currently hold streaming rights to NBA games, and while those two companies own an exclusive negotiation window to renew their contracts, the NBA also wants to carve out a package of games for a third company in that next contract that kicks in after 2025. The story also says that Apple is among a handful of companies who could pick up local NBA game streaming rights as Diamond Sports goes through bankruptcy. This development comes from the fallout of Bally Sports, the Diamond-owned sports streaming service that hasn't been able to afford its existing contracts. So the digital rights to streaming games currently licensed to Bally have to go somewhere, and companies including Apple, Amazon, Disney, and YouTube are reportedly all in the mix to get those rights. The story explains the challenge for Apple is putting together a package that it can pitch to customers. While ESPN is able to stream games nationally, local game rights are a tougher product to sell. So Bloomberg says that any streaming deal for Apple would need to include enough team rights to make the effort worth it. For example, Apple's current offerings of Major League Soccer and Friday Night Baseball aren't subject to any blackout restrictions. That's a lot different than creating a subscription sports package made up of streaming rights defined by lots of different markets, which could be what ultimately happens for the NBA. And one other interesting tidbit for this report is that the National Hockey League is reportedly monitoring Diamond's commitments going forward, which could lead to Apple also being in a position to obtain some streaming rights for NHL. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Mastodon, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.